Welcome to Value as a Powerful Growth Tool. It's great to have you on board and to start learning about how you can use value as a tool in your business to really grow and get results that maybe you're not getting today. The reason why I've chosen to do this DVD on value is in all my years of working with advice businesses, one of the key challenges they have is how do they articulate the value that they bring to the table and how do they demonstrate it every day to the clients that they're working with. We work in a very fast-paced, media-driven, social media technology environment at the moment. So more than ever, it's about people and how you relate to people. So, you know, in all the years I've been working with businesses and value, some of the concepts haven't changed, but some of them have because of the world that we live in today. Funny, I was just reading one of the posts on LinkedIn the other day, and it was a post that talked about, you know, traditionally in business, it's been about B2B, which is business to business, or B2C, which is about business to client. But today, it's about H to H. H to H meaning human to human. And in saying that, it's really important that you show other humans how valuable you are. Because if you're that valuable in their life, guess what? Not only are they going to be with you, they're going to stay with you, they're going to pay you, and they're going to tell all their mates about you. So that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? What I've also witnessed over the years is the thinking that got advice businesses to where they are today is quite different to the thinking that's going to get them to where they want to go in the future. So this DVD is to share with you some of the tips and traps, some of the principles, and some of the tools that I've seen become really effective in any financial advice business today. Okay, you ready to get on with it? When we're talking about value, value actually fits into a much bigger picture of how you run your advice business. And let me just share with you the five key steps in a really succinct formula that I've seen work year upon year upon year. The first thing is making sure that you're able to connect with the right type of clients. So do you want to have more ideal clients, the ones that you really enjoy and the ones that are profitable working with you? The second part of the formula is being able to package up all of your IP, your services and your offer, and of course, price it appropriately. The third part is being able to engage the right type of clients and forge really deep and meaningful relationships. Relationships that are so valuable that a client's never going to want to leave you. The fourth part is really being able to position yourself as the leader in the market or a leader in the area of specialty which you play in. Position yourself standing out from the crowd, and that if any client was thinking about getting advice, they're going to think about you first. And the fifth step in this formula is to be really clear on how clients experience you, what the process is that you've got to follow, but how they engage with you in a way that's rewarding and meaningful, but delivers them a fantastic experience. So that's kind of the formula in its five steps. But this DVD is all about step three, which is how you better engage with your clients and forge really deep, meaningful relationships that are all based on value. So let's get into it. The first step, though, when we're looking at engaging clients, is to really understand what value is. And it's important that you understand it, because right now, value means so many different things to different people. So let's get really clear on what it is first before we move on. When we're talking about value here as well, we're not talking about adding value or value add. We're talking about being so valuable to your clients that they can't do without you. They absolutely need you on their team, and there is no way they ever have a chance to stop thinking about why they're with you, why they stay with you, why they should pay you, or why they should refer you. It sounds pretty good, doesn't it? I'm sure it's one of those things most of us really aspire to achieve. Problem is, nailing value is really tough. And you know why it's tough? Because value means different things to different people. And you can't tell someone what they value, because there's no way you could pay me any amount of money to go the day after Christmas and sit down for 5 days and watch a game of cricket that in the end might end up in a draw. No amount of money could pay me to do that. Yet I'm sure there's a number of you listening that would pay a very big sum of money to sit there on Boxing Day, pole position, right behind the wickets, beer at hand, and watch that test match for the next 5 days. So you can't tell someone what they value, but what you can do is increase their perceived value of what you're doing and why they should have a relationship with you. And that's pretty much what this DVD is about, is what are the sort of things that you can do in your business to increase clients' perceived value of what you do and why they've got a relationship with you. Also really important with value is it changes over time. And if you don't keep changing and moving with the changing times, then you run the risk of like selling Barbie dolls to a 40-year-old and wondering why they don't buy. So I don't know if there's any AFL fans out there, but I'm a Melbourne girl, so I grew up with the football. It was in my blood. I'm also a Carlton supporter. Don't know if I should have said that or not, but anyway, I'm a Carlton supporter. And when I was a little girl, I spent every Saturday at the football. Peter Bisuzzo was my hero. He was number 4. He was on my duffel coat. He was on my footy jumper. He was my hero. When I was about 25, so, you know, a year or two ago, I was at a function and Peter Bisuzzo was in the audience and he was actually sitting next to my mum. And I went over to say hi to mum and mum's like, Kim, come over here. It's Peter Bisuzzo. You know, why don't you get his autograph? And I looked at Peter Bisuzzo and I thought, I wanted that when I was 8. Not today. And I was very respectful about it and I'm sure it bruised a little bit of his ego. However, Peter Bisuzzo's autograph was no longer of value to me. When I was 8, I would have paid every single cent of my pocket money to have got that autograph and got it in the flesh. So over the years, I've done a lot of work with advisors around their value and how they better articulate it. And often I'll be walking down the street and I'll bump into one and they'll say to me, oh, Kim, you know, great to see you. All that work we did on value years ago, we're still doing it. And it's like, oh, no, that's fantastic. Except I hope you've also made some changes, because what your clients valued 5 or 10 years ago might have changed. And it's really important that you keep up with those changes. So let me share something with you about humans' behavior when it comes to making decisions. We're interesting creatures, and not all of us know this, but 90% of our decision making is actually filtered through our memories, our needs, our expectations, and our emotions. 90%. And it's scary because that 90% is also in our subconscious. Only 10% is actually based on the facts or the data. And yet, where do you think the majority of the advertising and marketing and positioning is of advice businesses today? That's right, it's on the 10%. You are missing out on 90% of opportunity by not capturing the client's memories, emotions, expectations, and needs. Fellas, we're talking about feelings here. You all make, or 90% of the decisions we make are based on these feelings and these memories, these expectations, and you need to make sure that they are part of your message. Because let's be honest, I don't wake up in the morning going, oh, I want investments, I want insurance, I want superannuation. That's not what I do, and I'm in the industry and I do love this stuff. What I wake up in the morning and think is, I want to make sure that the money I've worked hard for is still going to be there when I no longer work. I want to know that if anything happened to myself or my family, that we're going to be looked after financially. I want to know that all the entitlements I get by doing what I'm doing, that I can make sure that I'm reaping them and getting the most out of them. That's the stuff I want to know, and that's the stuff that really needs to be positioned when we're talking about value. And when you're talking about value, it's understanding these concepts and making them the focus, as opposed to focusing on all the stuff that you do and how you do it. So on that note, let me give you a really simple definition of what value is. It can be summarized as 4 key things. Value is the outcomes or the benefits or end results that you deliver to your clients. It's also how you deliver them. It answers what's in it for me from the client's point of view, and it also solves their problems or makes them feel good. Okay, let me just talk about these in a bit more detail, because you do need to understand these four components of value if you're going to make value the focus of what you're doing and if you're going to really become as valuable as possible in the eyes of your client. So let's focus firstly on the first component of value, which I said was the outcomes or the benefits. The outcomes and the benefits of what you provide is actually what your clients are buying. And that's what the focus needs to be. So I don't actually want a financial planner or a financial advisor or a mortgage broker or a stockbroker. I don't want any of that. What I do want, though, are the outcomes, benefits, or results that you're going to give me. And if we've just met and it's going to be a leap of faith for me to want to, you know, dive in and have a relationship with you, this is the stuff I want you to highlight, because this is what people are buying. Okay, so remember that. People buy the outcomes, end results, or benefits of what you're doing. It's like when Apple decided to invent the iPod. Now, MP3 players and machines that played music had been around for quite some time. If Apple had just focused on the components of what they did and how they did it, which is what all the other providers were doing, then they wouldn't have got the edge or the market share that they got so quickly. However, some very, very smart marketing put the benefits or the outcomes of what the iPod was going to deliver as the forefront of what they're marketing, and that's how Apple got their market share. It's like, has anyone here ever had a wagon wheel? Let me preface that. Has anyone here had a wagon wheel that had one when they first came out about 20, 30 odd years ago? So if you're young, you wouldn't realize. However, wagon wheel had a bit of a comeback about 5 years ago. When they were looking at how to market the comeback of the wagon wheel, there's a couple of things they could have done. They could have focused on the 10%, the facts and the data, which is the fact that it's a round biscuit with jam in the middle, cream in the middle, and chocolate on the outside. If they did that, they opened themselves up to any other biscuit or chocolate making manufacturer who could have also done the same thing. Instead, they decided to focus on those emotional kind of memory expectation need sensations. Remember that 90% of people's decision making. And they focused all their advertising on that. They realized that the biggest purchasers of wagon wheels would be parents who today ate those wagon wheels 20 odd years ago when they were kids. So all their marketing was around cowboys and Indians and throwing water bombs and that smell of freshly mowed lawn. And they got an edge and they got the results that they wanted that they couldn't have got if they focused on the facts and the data. So I want you to sit back and think about, what are the outcomes that you deliver in your business or that you want to deliver that your clients value? And it's really important that you focus on those end results. Focus on those tangible outcomes. Focus also on those intangible outcomes. So what do I mean? A tangible outcome could be a cost savings that you've been able to bring to the table. Maybe by, you know, jigging up their banking, you're able to save them money or pay less interest. Maybe through putting their investment portfolio together, you're able to get more growth than you could have got in the past. Maybe by looking at their tax affairs, you're able to save them tax that maybe they would have otherwise had to have paid. They're the tangible outcomes. The intangible outcomes are those things that you can't touch and feel. The things like the comfort or the security or the peace of mind that I get through having a relationship with you, to having someone on my team able to help me work through all the complexities of managing my financial affairs. Okay, so I've given you a worksheet, and it would be great if you can sit down either on your own or if you've got a team of people, this is the sort of activity you do as a team. And think about, what are all the outcomes, both tangible and intangible, we want our clients to experience through a relationship with us and our business. So you can either push pause on the DVD now and do the activity, or if you'd prefer, keep listening and do it at the end. But if you just listen to the DVD and don't take any action, the chances of you getting the results are much smaller. So whichever way you want to do it, find out what those outcomes are. The second component that I spoke about when it comes to value is not only knowing what the outcomes or end results or benefits are, but it's how you deliver them. If I was a doctor, God forbid, but if I was a doctor and I said I was going to save your life this year, do you think that's a good result? Great outcome? I'm assuming you're nodding. Do you think you're also going to want to know how I'm going to do it? Am I going to give you a pill to pop? Or am I going to cut you open and operate 12 times? So the how does matter. So when you're looking at the outcomes and the benefits that you deliver, you also need to include some of the how. You'll be the judge of how much of the detail you need to get into with the how. You know, we all know the saying about, you know, school teachers and engineers need a lot more detail. Well, if that's true and your clients need more detail, you focus more on the how. But put the front or the priority around the outcome, then how you do it. The next step or the next part of understanding what value is the what's in it for me. This to me is probably one of the most priceless areas that if you nail this, you are certainly going to stand out. I mean though, what's in it for me from the client's point of view, not your point of view. You're a client every day somewhere, whether it be down at the cafe buying your morning coffee or whether it's, you know, down at JB Hi-Fi buying that next big screen TV. Maybe it's going to see your accountant to get all your tax affairs sorted out. But you're a client somewhere. And, you know, I play a really bad client because everywhere I go, I'm constantly trying to hear what's in it for me. Because who's the most important person in my life? Me. I'm not being selfish. I'm human. So I want to know what's in it for me. So if I'm going to be dealing with you and having a relationship with you, I actually don't care about how good you are or how much experience you've got or how long you've been in business until I know how all of that's going to translate into a benefit, an outcome, and a result to me. And I want to know what's in it for me quite early on in the piece. Here's another way that you can really use this what's in it for me and take it to the next level. Every single bit of communication, marketing material, your website, social media, you know, if you always think about what's in it for me from the client's point of view first and then make your decision around what you need to do, you can find there can be a massive difference. Any of you out there currently see your clients at least once a year for an annual progress meeting or review meeting or something like that? Do any of you send some sort of communication? Maybe it's a letter. Maybe it's an email saying it's that time of the year again and you've got to come in. We've got to sit down and look at your progress. Give us a call. Let's make a time. Ooh, I'm too busy. I can't do that. Because what's in all of that for me? Okay, I'm not seeing it. So something really simple that you can do is to put just a one or two statement line or paragraph in front of the letter stating what's in it for me as a client. So it could go something like this. In order to make sure that the recent changes in legislation and the big, bad, ugly world out there, along with any changes that might have taken place in your world, to make sure that the impact is negligible or hasn't impacted your ability to get the results that you're looking for, it's really important that we catch up and meet blah, blah, blah next week, whatever it might be. It's a one-liner. And you can do that literally starting once this DVD is finished, looking at all your communication and thinking about, from the client's point of view, what's in it for me. In order to really make the what's in it for me work, another great tip is to put yourself in the client's shoes and think about everything from their perspective first and then make a decision as a business. And that might sound really easy, but it's actually not as easy as you think. So another really great activity is to think about every time that you're a client of another service provider. So it might be your accountant, maybe it's a solicitor, maybe it's a doctor, maybe it's the hairdresser. And to write down all of the things or all of the reasons why you go back and have repeat visits or why you'd actually refer them to a friend or a family member. Another really great activity to do, either one-on-one or as a team, and write them all down. Try and get 20 words at least on your page. So why you keep going back or why you'd refer. When you've done that, sit back and reflect on the list. You know, when I do this activity with advice businesses, often what comes out is they're exactly the same things that your clients would be experiencing and that would either make your clients come back for more or refer others. So again, you might either wish to pause the DVD and do the activity now, or you can do it at the end. It's totally up to you. But please give it a go, because I tell you, in doing the work I do, I very, very rarely see the what's in it for me, or I still so often see businesses only thinking about them without any care or concern for what my experience is like as the end user, as the client. The final stage or the final component of value is making sure that it either solves your client's problems or makes them feel good. Everything we buy, whether it be the bottle of water or the TV or a new car, addresses one of those two issues. It's either solving a problem that we've got or a need that we have, or it's making us feel good. So I probably don't need another pair of black shoes, but my goodness, they make me feel good. And it was interesting, when I first came into a relationship with my financial advisor, one of the things I said to him is, what makes me feel really good is being able to buy shoes guilt-free. I was single at the time, so, you know, I could buy shoes. But I said to him, I need to do it guilt-free. So do you know what he did? He set up my bank accounts so that I had a guilt-free shoe shopping account, and I could spend up to a certain amount of money every year on shoes without guilt. How good do you think that made me feel? Because I also knew that my future, my financial future, was also being looked after. So think about that too. What are some of those problems that you solve for your clients? Or what are some of the problems they have that you need to solve? Or what are the things that make them feel good? And again, if you can focus on some of those things, you're going to start to make you and your business so valuable to your clients that they won't be able to live without you. That's the end of this first part of engaging and forming deep relationships with your clients. That's really understanding. If you want to head over to the second DVD, which is really about understanding now what your story is.